Michelle Malachim Sweetie's friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Abby Norman and Rorazi Shigichi. This is Moshe Beshton, my son Moshe Mordechai. Chai Chav Fega Basim Chaldi Spasa Ram Yosef and Chana of Shabbat Leia. The Mishnah left an aleph from the Beis in the Sechus Yuma. It says, Hayim Halich Behecho. Ad shemagia lebein shtei haparoches, hamavdilos bein hakodesh ubein kodesh hakadashim, ubeinen ama. So it says about the Kohen Gadol, who's bringing the Ketores to the Kodesh Kadashim, so this Kohen Gadol would walk through the sanctuary, west, until he reaches the area in between the two curtains. The Shtei Parochos, the two curtains that separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that separated the sanctuary and the Holy of Holies. And the space in between them, Veneam Amma, and the space in between them was one Amma. Biosi says, no, Mapitam. Lo Haisa Shem al Parochos Achaz Bilvad. There was only one curtain there. As it says, V'hivdila ha-parochas lachem v'en ha-kodesh v'en kodesh ha-kadashim. There's one parochas. And the curtain shall divide for you between the sanctuary and the Holy of Holies. There's one parochas. Rek the Gemara Shabir kamal Rabbi Yossi l'Rabban. Rabbi Yossi is a good taina. Brings him before Shapasik. There's only one curtain, not two. For Rabban Ramachal, the rabbis will answer you, Hani mili b'mishkan. You're right. In the Mishkan, there was only one parochas. Avol mikdash sheni kevin lo avoy am traksin. But in the base, second base hamikdash, since there was no am traksin, which is a one am wall separating the kodesh kadashim from the heichal, uvimikdash rishon udavoy. As it was only in the first Beis HaMikdash that there was this Amma Traksin, this one unit, this one Amma wall. The rabbis were unsure as to its the kedusha of the space occupied by the one amma partition, whether it had the sanctity of the inside of the Kodesh Kadoshim, or it had the sanctity of the outside area of the Heichal. Therefore, the Chachamim of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash prepared two curtains to enclose this space of uncertain status. They didn't know whether it was that area had the din of Kodesh Kadoshim, and therefore you put it on the outside of the Amma, or whether it had the status of the Heichal, and then you put it the curtain on the inside of the Amma, closer to the Kodesh Kadoshim. So they didn't know what the Kedusha was. They made two curtains. Ad kan mi divrei kotcha shal ha-gemore bidaf nun aleph on the base. And now we skip to nun beis on the aleph. And it says there, Omer Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says, Amma Traksin, with regard to this one Amma wall, the sages didn't determine its status, whether it was part of the inside of the Holy of Holies or part of the outside area of the Heichal. So this Kosel HaMachitza Shebobi Amah, that was Mavdil, Bein HaKodesh, Bein Kodesh HaKadosh, and Mikdash Rishon, Rabbis weren't able to determine whether it was part of the Kodesh Kadoshim or not. The Gemara explains what the suffix of Chachamim was. Maskif lo Ravina. Ravina asks on the Braisa, my time, what's the reason that the Chachamim had this suffix? Elam, if you're going to say it, suffix is because it says, Rabbi says, Shabbana mel shlom aleshem shishima morko vesim rochbo b'shol shimama kol moso. So you see from this pasuk that the length of the Hechel in Kodesh Kadoshim together was 60 amis. Uksiv, and it says, Rabbi ba'amah haya habayis wa Hechel lefnei. Lifnai, so it says that the of those 60 amas, 40 of it was the Hechel, and then it says Vaiter v'lifnei advir eslim ama oirech, etc. Inside the mechitza, which is mavdil between the Hechel and the Kodesh Hakadoshim, in other words, the mechitza is called earlier an amitraxin. In the pasuk, it's called a dvir. In other words, there was a Kodesh Kadoshim, it was 20 Amis. So the 20 left of the 60 was Kodesh Kadoshim. And we don't know where was this Amitrax, Imehani Esrim, Imehani Arvoim. Is it of the 20 of the Kodesh Kadoshim or of the 40 of the Hechel? So if that's the Suffix, says Ravina, I don't understand. V'dem lo mehani tzim lo mehani arvoim, it's neither of them. The pasuk only enumerates the open space and not the walls. So in other words, when it says it was 60 altogether, it's only the 20 of the Kodesh Kadoshim, the 40 of the Hechel, but not the one arm of the Ovi Akota, of this wall that separates between the two parts of the bais. And therefore it wasn't part of this, and it wasn't part of this. And Rava continues, and he brings a proof. Teida, I'll prove it to you that the place of the Kosel isn't included in the 60 Amis. So he proves now from a Mishnah that whenever we're mechashev the midas kosel beis hamikdash, we're mechashev this ama b'fnei atzma, and he brings a raya from the Mishnah and midas. So, what then is the Gemara suffix? So ela kedusha say the kedusha of the chol ama shebein kodesh the kodesh kadoshim ikilafnim. What was the Kedusha? Does it have a level of Kedusha Kodesh Kadashim? Or does it have a level of Kedusha of the Hechel? So since the rabbis weren't sure what its Kedusha was, so Mamela, what did they do? They made these two curtains. And therefore, it had the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kadoshim, they had the outside curtain closer to the Hechel, and the tzad that it had the Kedusha of the Hechel, it had the inside curtain separated between the Kodesh Kadoshim and the and this Amitraxin. That's why they had two curtains. Behind them, Rabbi Yochanan. And that's Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yosef asked Ishutzal in relationship to the following pasuk that describes the Chalukas Beis Hamikdosh to Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim. Udvir, here again is the Mechitza, B'Seich HaBayis Mipnima Heichin L'Sitein Sham as Aaron Bris Hashem. Which means that and he prepared a partition in the midst of the house within to set there the Aron Bris Hashem. Dvir, Shlomo made this dvir, this wall, inside the house, the mechalik of the Shnei Chalakim. And Mepnima L'Seichin, inside of it, he prepared to put the Aron Bris Hashem. So he asked, how exactly you read the pasuk? Heichi ka'aman ko, ma kavanat ha'pasuk? Is pshat in the pasuk with veer that Shlomo made this wall, b'soch ha'bayis, inside the house, to separate it into two parts? Mepnima, and then a comma, and then inside the wall, heichin l'sitein sham es Aron Bris Hashem. He prepared to put the Aron Bris Hashem. We explain the pasuk like that. The word nipnima is the beginning of the second part of the pasuk, and this is what it means: that only the inside part that was prepared to put the Aron Bris, dafka makom shemibifnim lo tamechitza, only inside of the wall, that was what was prepared for the Aron Bris. He made a wall, and inside he put the Aron Bris. So the makom hamechitza is not part of the, it doesn't have the kedusha of the Kodesh Kedasha. Odel mahachi kama. Maybe this is what the pasuk means. Utvir mitoch mi'abayis mipnima. In other words, the mechitza inside the bayis is included in the mechitza inside the bayis is included in the inside. Now it's part of the Kodesh Kedasha that Shlomo prepared to put the Aron Bris Hashem. Now, as according to this Peirush, the word Mipnima is the end of the first part of the Pasuk, and it's coming to explain the place of the wall. Udvir v'toch habayis Mipnima. That this wall inside the house is part of the inside, it's part of the Kodesh Kadosh. In other words, one of the first way of reading the Pasuk, it's not the wall is not part of the Kodesh Kadosh. And the second way of reading the pasuk, the wall is part of the Kodesh Kodashim. Ad kan zachinu lilmod b'siyata d'shmaya et ha-sugya shel ha-gemara. So Mahavimina, the Gemara thought, that it says Vabayis Shabona Melech Shlomo Hashem Shishina Morocco, it was 60. There's a midah of 60. Altogether. And originally the Gemara wants to know that of this 60, where is this amatraxin? Is this amatraxin part of the 20 or part of the 40? Is it part of the 20 that's holy and part of the 40 that's not as holy? It's only the dvir. And then the Gemara concludes, no, that it's not part of the 20, it's not part of the 40. And the only shaila is, what is the kedusha of this ama in between the kodesh and the kodesh kadoshim? So there's a mechudesh tikapshat in the hamik dover. This is such a hamik dover; it's so important. It was actually noted in the art scroll, at least in the Hebrew art scroll. It's mitzayin to this hamik dover. The hamik dover writes on the pasuk v'yotil aprochas lechem beit hakodesh ben kodesh hakadoshim, hay lechem miyuta umam mikochas v'im ktsuv v'yotil aprochas ben gam lashin ben kodesh hakadoshim kashu v'yotil likodesh hakadoshim v'bukhom makom d'chsiv shtei pamim ben mashmo sheish hevdel emtsai ben shnei arachim mufsakim. So why does it say in the pasuk v'yotil aprochas lechem ben hakodesh ben kodesh hakadoshim? You say v'yotil aprochas ben hakodesh ben kodesh hakadoshim. That's question number one. Also, it shouldn't say בין הקודש ובין קודש הקדושים, הוא צריך בין הקודש לקודש הקדושים. ואת פשט בין הקודש ובין הקודש קודש הקדושים. אלא ככה העניין. So the עניין is as a that וכבוד השם וענן לא היה אלא באורך 10 אמות של קודש הקדושים. והפרוכס היסה נמשכת לחוץ מ10 אמות, על ידי הבעדים שהיו בולטים כשני דודי אישה. ובמקום בליטה זו, לא היה כבוד השם, והיה מוישה רבנו עומד שם. ונמצא לא היסה פרוכס מפסיקה ומבדיל לגבי שכינה. אלא 10 אמות היה הגבול, והדביר לפנים, אבל אהרן היה מוצא לבלי להיכנס מבייס לפרוכס, אלא אפילו במקום בליטה. וזהו דיוק הכוסף, ובדיל הפרוכס לא חם. ואם כן, היה עושה מקום בליטה אמצוי בין שתי הקדושות, חומר מקדושת ההיכל, וכיל מקדושת 10 אמות של קודש הקדושים. ומשום הכי, היה משה יכול לעמוד שם, ואני נכסיבו בין קודש הקדושים, והיא העם הטרקסין שובה בגימור אשר יהיה לו דין פנים וחוץ, כמו שכסף רעשי שם בשם ירושלמי, ומזה יודע משה רבינו להמשיך את הבדים לחוץ. In other words, what the Netziv is saying is that the Aaron had badim, and these badim were bolate, extended outside of the Kodesh Kadashim into the Paroches, and that's the one Amma of the Traxin, and that one Amma of the Traxin had its own special Kedusha. It was holier than the Heichal, and it was not as holy as the Kodesh Kadashim, and it says Lachem, for everybody else but Moshe. He says Moshe was allowed to stand there. Nobody else was. That's why it says, V'hivdila parochas lachem, ben ha-kodesh ben kodesh ha-kadoshim. And also, it says, ben ha-kodesh uvein kodesh ha-kadoshim. So he says that when it says, when it says Bain, as he's asked in the Kasha, Bain is mashma that it's a middle ground in between two things, and that's what this traxin is. This traxin is a middle ground between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's not as holy as the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's holier than the Kodesh, and it's on Lachem. Aaron's not let it go there, Moshe Rabbeinu is. And that's the Chiddush of the Netziv. And that's a nice idea that the Amatraxin was an intermediary and therefore it had its own level of Kedusha. The only problem is, and this is pointed out by the Sefer Sulam Yaakov, a wonderful Sefer Maseches Yuma, it's not the Mashmos of the Gemara. The Mashmos of the Gemara is that it was either as holy as the Kodesh Kadoshim, or as holy as the Heichal, but didn't have its own independent Kedusha. And so we see the Hejim Adivra Arishainim. Ritva writes, Misafkulu Arboni Kedushasi Kilafnim Ukalachutz Perish Mekevin Shekeni Mayinosim Misaprochas Kapi Pnim Inosim Abba Rav HaHechal Vim Kilafnim Ubnichas Lefnai Lefnim Bishash Nichas LaHechal קרוב מישהו בא יבוא בכל ישראל הקודש, מנסה ברוכס כלפי חוץ, מניחוץ של מיכה אמבוש רווח כלפי פנים, תלמה היכל הוא, כשאצל עזוס ביסבד המבולטים על הפרוכס כן דלי אישה, כסבל עבוס לפני ולפנים, פרי ומאזי בהיכל, וכן בזוס שעושה כנגד הפרוכס בפאר קוין, פאר הלם עושה עושים בהיכל, ואילו עושה עושים בפנים. So you see from the lesson of the Ritva, that the suffix is the Kedusha like inside of the outside, but it's not a middle. It's not a middle-of-the-road type of Kedusha. If they would have put the parochas, klapei pnim, says the Ritva on the inside, and also the Tais Yishan, the Tais HaRosh, if they would have put it on the inside, and they would have given another amma for the Heichal, so maybe it has a din of the Kodesh Kadashim. And then when someone goes there, he's over in Vayo Cholei Kodesh, he's walking to the Kodesh Kadashim, and he's not right to do so. And if they put the parochas klapei chutz, then maybe they're making a mistake and it's the Heichal. And when it comes to be Mazeh, Ben Abadim, in between the stays of the Aron, so maybe he's being Mazeh. He's being mazeh in the Heichal, and it should be in the Kodesh. So therefore, he can't put it. So therefore, he'd be making a mistake if he puts the parochas klapei chutz. So therefore, they made two parochas. They made one klapei pnim, one klapei chutz, and therefore you cover yourself on both ends. He's not going to go there just in case it's Kodesh Kadashim, so you have the one on the outside protecting it. Then they have the outside parochas, so he makes sure that when he does the hazos, he's going to do it in the right place. He's going to do it in the Kodesh Kadashim and not in the Heichal. I mean, that's why they have the inside parochas. On Kol Panim, you see from the Ritva that the and the again the Tais HaRosh and the Tais HaShanim, that the suffix is the Kedusha Klapei Kelefnim or Kelechutz. It's one or the other, but it's not both. Again, his lashon is misafku lo rabbanim kedusha kelefnim or kelechutz, and therefore they put both curtains there because of the two tzadim. Maybe it's kelechutz. Maybe it has the kedusha of the outside, and therefore you have the inside curtain. Put it klapei pnim, show that anything outside of there is heichal, and maybe it has the kedusha of the kodesh kadashim, and therefore you put the curtain. Klapei Chutz vis-a-vis the Kodesh Kadashim, showing that that Amah has the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kadashim, but it's one or the other, and it's not both. Hagoyin Reb Baruch Shmuel Hakohen Deutsch Shvita writes in the Koivetz Knesset Beis Yitzchak al Perek HaShutfin, based on the Yerushalmi, that there are various sveikis, androgynous, what's an androgynous when it comes to human beings, what's a koi when it comes to an animal. What's an amatraxin? So these are various sveikas that the Yerushalmi has. Lechora, we have to understand. How can you include the suffix of the amatraxin, which is the suffix in the Metzias, what its kedusha was, with the other sveikas, which are sveikas be'etzim, what they are? Is an androgynous a man or a woman? Is a koi a chai or a behema? But an amatraxin, the question is what kedusha does it have? That what the Metzius was, where were they, what Kedusha did they give it? Does it have the Kedusha of the Heichal or of the Kodesh Kadashim? How do you include that in the suffix of we know the Metzius, that's an androgynous. We want to know what the din is. So these are different sveikas. So from this he wants to prove that Baal Korcha Gama Sveika the Ama tracks and Daimelu. The loyal no machmas shikho de misafkalech in his kacha, the cave and dama tracks and magbi la hechel, the kadesh of kadashim, him can shrey kadusha sis nebu day. Shall a hechel the shall kadesh of kadashim. Or the misafkalech the etzim, you have idina ama tracks and kilifnim, or kibachutz, So he says it's not because of forgetfulness that they forgot how they were Makadesh it, but rather since the Am Atraksin is since the Am Atraksin is Magbil the Hechel and the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's the border of the Hechel and the Kodesh Kedoshim. So really it has two Kedushas of the Hechel and the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Suffolk is Be'etzem. What's the din? We know the Metzius. The Metzius is that there are Mekadesh it as both. It has the Kedush of the Hechel and has Kedush of Kodesh Kedoshim. We want to know as far as din is concerned, what is the halacha? Does it have the halachic status of the Kodesh Kedoshim? Or does it have the halachic status of the Hechel? But this pshat is difficult for a number of reasons, one of which is that in Hemshech HaYerushalmi, Yerushalmi learns, like the Havamin of our Gemara, that the Suffolk is it part of the 40 or is it part of the 20? Is it part of the 40 Amos of the Hechel? Or is it part of the 20 of the Kodesh Kedoshim? So you see that it's a Suffolk in the Metzius. Not as Rav Deutsch wanted to say, that what's its din? We know that it got they received the Kedusha of both. It had the Kedusha of the Kodesh and the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kedoshim. It had the Kedusha of the Hechel and the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kedoshim. And we want to know what din does it have? What's its halachic status? You see, not like that from the Yerushalmi itself, because the Yerushalmi itself brings both psukim and wants to know where the Amma goes. You know that it was 60 Ammas. The whole thing was 60 Ammas, 40 of the Hechel, and 20 of the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Yerushalmi wants to know where does this belong? Does it belong to the 20 or to the 40? So our Gemara holds that it belongs to neither. But the Yerushalmi asks, which one? It's either one or the other. So you see that it's a suffix in the Metzius. Does it belong to the 20 or to the 40? And now, like Rav Deutsch wanted to say, that it's Bechal not a suffix in the Metzius. It's a suffix in what its din is, but in the Metzius it has the Kedush of both. They gave it the Kedush of both. So, what are you going to do about the fact that the other cases are a suffix in din? Is it din ma'amar ba'adam b'tzlat b'ilan koi b'chaya? So those are sveikas b'ladina. And this is a suffix in the Metzius. How can that be? The answer is it is. There are different types of sveikas. You're right, it's a shiksha sveikas. This suffix is a different type of suffix than the other sveikas. The Am Atraksin is the Suffolk in the Metzius. Either do they give it to the Kedusha, did it have the Kedusha of the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kedoshim? They don't know what Kedusha was given. Or a Suffolk in the Metzius, is it part of the 20 or part of the 40 as the Yerushalmi has it? Which is the correct way, because you see that in the Yerushalmi. And the other is such fake as the Bidladina. So obviously this topic of Am Atraksin has a lot of Torah. So B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully go more into it in a future shir. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.